Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Body Justice. I started this podcast because I believe that all bodies are good bodies. All bodies are deserving, worthy, and all bodies are whole just as they are. In today's world, it's ever hard to embody this as our truth. My mission is to create a space to process body image, eating disorders, and relationships through a justice-oriented lens. I'm a licensed therapist in California and an eating disorder survivor myself. I know what it's like to be at war with myself and also to find peace again. Thank you for being here, and I look forward to being your host. Hey everyone, thank you for being here for season two of Body Justice. I'm so stoked. I have a great lineup of interviews and just education I plan to do on this round of Body Justice. And I recognize that I took a little hiatus from the podcast for about a month and a half, and I didn't really say anything about it. And that's because it was kind of unplanned. And I want to talk about that today, about how giving your body a break is justice for your body. It is part of body justice. This world has us running in 50 million directions at once, it can feel like sometimes, right? That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but you get what I'm trying to say. It's the world is not going to give us a break, right? We have to set that boundary for ourselves. And even for me, someone that, you know, is focused on mental health and talks about boundaries all the time, and talks about the harms of tying our worth to our productivity, and anything else external for that matter, I still struggle with setting those boundaries for myself because we live in a world that wants us to go, 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 in the name of capitalism, right? It's all about this hierarchy. We're all trying to get to the top. We're all trying to make it. We're all trying to prove ourselves because we've been told that is what will make us worthy, right? And it's a really lucrative idea to believe. It's really seductive, and it can feel really good to meet goals and always do more and get recognized for how amazing we are at whatever, right? Like, it feels good. And we all need validation, and that's not wrong or bad. But when we start tying our worth to these things, that's when it's really damaging our mental health. And it's a fine line. We might think we're not doing that, but when you start feeling exhausted, when you start feeling just like, for me, I get this like brain frazzle where I just feel like very frazzled, and it just feels like there's just like too much going on. That's when I know I need to set a boundary. When I start feeling irritable, when my work isn't bringing me like a spark or a joy, which is pretty rare, and it only happens when I get like overburdened with too many tasks. So that's how I know, all right, I'm not honoring something and my body's asking me to take a break. So over the summer, that's what I did. I took a break from the podcast. I still see my clients and do a lot of other things. But I needed to take off one thing from the table for a moment to focus on me. And I want you all to do that for yourselves too. I want you to give yourself a permission to take a break. I want you to schedule breaks as part of your self-care. And recognize that self-care isn't fluffy, it's not selfish. One of my favorite quotes about self-care is from Audre Lorde, who is an incredible Black feminist author. And she says, self-care is not selfish. It is self-preservation. It is an act of political warfare. Think about that. How could self-care be a political stance? Well, she goes on to explain how as marginalized people, whether that's gender, whether that's race, age, size, sexuality, as marginalized people, we are not taught to value ourselves. We're not taught to put ourselves first. And this is not an accident. This is a way that systems of oppression maintain their hierarchy and their power. So we keep going and going and going for their profit, right? So we can start taking our power back by prioritizing our self-care, by saying, no, I am worthy. I do deserve to rest, to nourish myself. I do deserve pleasure and joy. And through that process, you know, of getting to know ourselves more deeply, by taking the time to be with ourselves without distractions, by learning how to trust our own wisdom and rhythm, we begin to trust ourselves. And when we trust ourselves as a collective, imagine if all marginalized folks woke up and trusted themselves, believed that we were worthy, and that we didn't need to prove ourselves to anyone, if we just stopped grinding to the beat of capitalism, entire systems would fail. Entire systems that are literally banking off of your constant grind and hustle. So we have to stop and ask ourselves, what are we hustling for? Who are we hustling for? You know, and the importance of just getting curious. What messaging have you received around needing to be busy all the time, needing to achieve and do more? Where did that come from? Whose voice is that? Because just like you weren't born hating your body, you weren't born thinking, oh, I gotta go, go, go. I gotta produce. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. No. We're born quiet, curious, inquisitive of the world and ourselves, loving. You know, we're not born to just be robots on this earth. And, you know, eventually we're all gonna die, right? Like, that's the reality. We are eventually all going to die. What do you want your life to be about? Do you wanna look back and think about how much you've hustled in the name of capitalism? Or how much you tried to change your body to fit the norm? Or do you want to remember living by your values and connecting with people you love and fostering your passions and your hobbies and enjoying nature and just the simple gifts of life that are all around us that we forget? And those are the questions I asked myself on my break, was, what are the boundaries I need? You know, with my work, which, by the way, I love my work dearly. So it is hard to have boundaries with something I am so passionate about. But we need boundaries with the people and things we love more than anything. It's not just the people we don't like or the things we don't like. We need boundaries with the people we love and the things we love the most, because that's where our boundaries get distorted the most, right? There's a gray area there. So I want to encourage you to listen to your rhythm, listen to your body. What is it telling you? Think about the impact of this year. Everyone I know is feeling the fatigue, going through bouts of anxiety or depression. Yeah, there might be some moments of hope or joy or okayness mixed in too, right? But in general, there is a lot more fatigue, anxiety, and depression this year than any other year I've been a therapist. So, and just for my personal self, I am exhausted. Every day I feel like I need a nap, you know, even though I sleep throughout the night. So I'm listening to that. I'm honoring that. I'm making time for that. Even if it's just like 15 minutes that I get to close my eyes in the middle of the day, I am carving that time out. Now, there's also an element of privilege that I want to mention here. It is a privilege to be able to slow down, right? Like, it's, unfortunately, we do live in a world where we rely on money to get our basic needs met. So, of course, there are people who just cannot take a break. And I want to acknowledge that. And I want to help you look at, even in that hustle, what are a few small things that you could do? Is it making sure that you advocate for your lunch break at work so you get 30 minutes to sit down and eat instead of pushing through at the speed of capitalism and getting the most done? Is it taking that vacation day that you actually have, but you're just kind of scared to take, or maybe don't feel like you deserve it? Or is it taking one duty off your personal life and delegating it to someone that can help you out so you have maybe an hour more to your week for you? Whatever it is, no matter how big or small, I want to encourage you to find that and to slow down in any way that you can. Because, like Audre Lorde said, that is self-preservation. That is an act of political warfare. And our brain just isn't wired to be activated all the time, right? Like, our modern world has us on all the time with technology. And even though there's so many great things about technology, we were not, our brains were not evolved to care about thousands of people's opinions and tweets on the internet. We were evolved to care about our very close circle in our life. You know, that tribe mentality, like maybe 15 or 20 people at most, right? We were not meant to think about thousands of people's lives, and that is what social media does to us. One of the things, right? It makes us compare, it makes us feel like we are lacking constantly, and that fuels the capitalistic cycle of I need to do more and be more. So think about your boundaries with media too. Definitely contributes to burnout. And take a freaking nap. There's this account on Instagram called The Nap Ministry that I really love and I want you all to follow because they really talk about the importance of all of this. And it really encourages me to live by these values that I have too. So if you need permission to just take a break, prioritize yourself, this is it. Please do so. It's an act of body justice. No one else will do it for you. And thanks for being here for season 2 of Body Justice. Like I said, I have a great lineup, and I'm so excited to get started with you guys. So next episode, we will be talking with the amazing Dr. Gaudiani. She's incredible. She talks about the medical complications of eating disorders, and she talks about her health at every size lens and with her work with patients. And just her approach is so unique and so incredible, and I'm just so excited for you to hear her. And we even talk about the up-and-coming psychedelic-assisted treatment for eating disorders, which is really cool to get her perspective on. So stay tuned. I'm sending you all tons of love and compassion, as always, and I hope you take this time to rest and recharge and take a freaking nap. You can find me at Instagram at bodyjustice.therapist. You can find me on my website at www.alisonfordcounselingservices.com. And I will talk with you guys next week.